show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, happy Friday. And I'm really glad it's Friday because this week it's just been sixes and sevens. I don't know what day it is.
No, it's like that week between Christmas and New Year where you're just like, what day is it? Where am I? What's happening? Yeah. Should I be at work? Should I not be? I don't know. What's life?
How many weeks till that week's back? Like 50 or something?
Oh, don't. 48. That's so depressing.
49 weeks till Christmas, everyone. Today on the podcast, for the first time ever, we actually test one of Hacky Gabby's hacks. So you put it out there that if you eat vegetables or smiley, your kids are more likely to eat them.
Yes.
So we used my kids.
Scientifically, that's what they said. Yeah. But you being the parent of the duo,
that's right.
You had to test it out.
I used my son Charlie as a crash test dummy. We tested it. Poe joined us from I'm a Celebrity, and a really prickly question on Ashley's behalf. Ashley's a listener to the show.
Yeah.
For our first guidance, Gabby, for 2022.
Yeah, she wanted to know about the whole stepmom mum scenario. Can you call your stepmom mum?
She's not comfortable with it.
No.
It's coming up, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
Okay, so Hacky Gabby brought us a hack that I felt needed to be tested earlier this week.
It was a parenting hack.
It's a parenting hack.
And I'm not a parent.
This is why I feel her hacks need testing. Like, can we trust this woman with her hacks?
Definitely not. She calls it parenting.
So this is the parenting hack that Gabby brought to the table earlier this week. Have a listen.
If the parent or adult in the situation looks happy and is smiling while eating said vegetable, the kid will just naturally eat more of it.
So essentially, smile and act like you're enjoying veggies a lot. Like, really get into it. Put on an act when you're eating vegetables in front of your kids, and they are more likely to eat their vegetables.
Yes.
Now, I was always a big believer that
you don't win friends with salad.
You don't win friends with salad.
And if that's your attitude, your kids have no chance.
But I put that on hold. You don't win friends with salad. I completely dropped that. And you can see it as well, too. Like, I'm not just wanting you to go on my word on this. I filmed a video of me being really enthusiastic eating vegetables in front of my 2.5-year-old son, Charlie. You can see it now at our socials, at Cliffo and Gabby. Essentially, this is the result. So the start of this, you'll hear me going, like acting that I'm really loving the vegetables. And then you'll hear Charlie's response when I try to feed them to him.
Right.
Okay, enjoy.
Right there.
No.
Look. Yummy though. Any lettuce?
Say, Hacky Gabby, you were wrong. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Wrong, Gabby.
Doesn't work, Gabby.
That's because for 2.5 years, you've been grumpily eating veg in front of him, and he was like, what's changed?
For 2.5 years, I've been doing my own thing, which is just my hack, I guess. Bribery. Eat your veggies and then you will get ice cream.
Ask me a question. This is Guidance Gabby.
Submit your questions anytime on our socials at Cliffo and Gabby, like Ashley did. She said, Dear Guidance Gabby, my husband and I separated about 5 years ago when our daughter Maya was 2, and he has since moved on. It was all fine with us keeping the peace for the sake of Maya, but I've really been struggling these last few weeks because my daughter has started calling her stepmom Mum. My daughter only has one mum, not two. She didn't carry her for 9 months in her body and go through 21 hours of labour to bring her into this world. So how dare she be called mum? I'm assuming they're encouraging this behaviour and I want them to stop. But how do I broach it?
Ashley needs help. She needs advice.
Mm-hmm.
Needs guidance.
She's guidance.
131060. And this is a good one. Lots of calls coming through. Taylor first. Taylor, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What would you say to Ashley, who's having this problem?
I'm a stepmom and a mum, and I would be devastated if my child called someone else mum.
Really?
My stepmom always calls me by my first name.
Oh, by your first name. Okay.
There
so what about, would it be a solution, so say stepmom's name's Debbie, to call her Deb Mum?
Sounds dumb.
I would say so. My stepdaughter calls me by my name, and I call my stepmom by her name.
Yeah, no okay, room, yeah, no room for
compromise.
For compromising fair there, call. Gabrielle.
Fair call.
Debbie is next on 13 10 60. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, we got a really dodgy line here, Deb, but we'll try and battle through. Debbie, what's your advice for Ashley?
I think she's overreacting.
You think so? Definitely.
Absolutely. I think if her daughter was disrespecting her and being rude, there would be a problem.
Okay, yeah. But so you think her daughter is okay to call her stepmom mum? You don't have a problem with that?
I don't. I have a stepfather and I call him dad.
How does your dad feel about it? He doesn't care.
He's fine. No, he doesn't. He's fine about it. And I've always said when I get married, like, I'll have my stepfather and my father walk me down the aisle.
Okay.
Well, you couldn't get two more chalk and cheese bits of advice from our first two callers. We'll go to Marie next to see where she sits on this. Marie, what's your advice for Ashley?
My advice for Ashley is to have a chat with the father.
Uh-huh.
But I went through the whole same thing, three kids, separated when they were young. But we had a discussion after we broke up. There was one mother and one father. No matter what partners came into our lives, there was only one mum, one dad, and the other partner was to be called by their name and their name only.
I think that's I think that's really good and grown up and mature that you had that conversation.
Definitely.
Before
and
you got...
And, like, I was a teenage mum, so...
Good on you, Marie.
No matter how that conversation goes, it's important to have it, hey, because there's going to be so many future things about your children you need to discuss, including the whole mum-dad situation.
Smart, Marie. Mm. Thanks for the call. Alan's here. Alan, what do you reckon about Ashley's dilemma? What's your advice?
Okay, I'm totally with Ashley on what she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the same thing 7 years ago. My husband now has remarried, got a new family. And as much as it's awesome to know that your child is that comfortable with the new step-parent, it is so disrespectful of the other parent to allow that child to call the new one mum or dad.
Yep.
We did a parental code, like, thing through the legally thing, and that was the first thing I brought up. I refuse to have anyone else called mum other than me.
And that's legally binding, is it?
Legally binding.
Wow. So Ashley here needs to have a good... honest chat with her ex and say, I'm not comfortable with this. We need to talk about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And and it cannot be changed. You have to agree legally.
We're losing you there, Alan, but thank you for the call. We've actually put this as a video on our socials.
Yeah.
So if you want to comment further, hit us up at Cliffo and Gabby on Facebook and Instagram.
But I think the consensus here is having a conversation with your ex.
Yeah.
That's where it all starts.
Because conversations with your ex are so much fun.
Have fun with that.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
The last celebrity to be catapulted out of the jungle happened last night. Only one more sleep and it would have been into the grand finale. But unfortunately, Poe was evicted. She joins us right now. How are you?
Hi. I know. What a shame. But you know what? I actually got to experience the whole gamut of emotions and experiences. I got to stick my hand into the box of snakes. I got flung into the water. I can't complain.
The show started with one of the greatest twists in the history of I'm a Celebrity with the introduction of the David. And you were one of the ringleaders that had to convince the rest of the celebrities that this, the David, who is not famous, you had to convince everyone that he, in fact, is. That would have been one of the more challenging things.
Oh, no, not at all. I think I actually found it really fun to be have permission to lie, blank flesh lie to so many people. I found that quite fun. But I was very low key about it. I don't know if you noticed that. I was like, okay, David, I really want this prize. I don't know what it is, but let's work really hard towards it. And let's just play it safe and let's not be too outlandish. But what was really funny was I couldn't control it because they had I didn't know the bigger picture, which was then Joey and Davina got brought into the whole lie. And that's when I was like, oh, you guys are getting a little bit crazy. There's talk of Leonardo DiCaprio and gone. And I was like, you're getting a little bit like too brazen. And mine was just some little lies and just let's get through this, you know?
The thing with lying is you have to remember the lies.
Yeah, so you got to be careful.
That's right. That's right. And I was like, let's just chill, guys. So, yeah, that was pretty funny. But, no, I quite enjoyed it.
There was something that really did surprise me about you in the jungle, Poe, because we've known you ever since MasterChef. You've been a very high-profile personality in Australia. But you revealed that your name is also Sharon?
Yeah.
Talk us through that.
That's big revelation right there.
I know, everyone freaked out. It's actually been out and about, that little bit of information, but not in such a mass audience. Yeah. So basically everyone, so many people who were born in Malaysia have an English name. So my mum's Christina, dad's Stephen, my brother's Casper. And I had Sharon until I was 24, and I realised I didn't have it on my birth certificate. And I decided to do the opposite and ditch my English name and reclaim my Chinese name.
Good on you.
Oh, I love that. I love that you did that because you're so much more of a Poe. Like, I love your name.
You are Poe. You will forever be Poe / little Sharon. Bit of Sharon. A little bit of Sharon there.
Bit of Aussie Shazza.
Bit of Aussie Shaz. We do love it. A king or queen of the jungle will be crowned in the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here live finale Sunday at 7:30 on 10. Poe, big love. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys. I'm so excited to see who wins. Alpha
Bucks. Yes, so Alpha Bucks was pretty big on Friday morning. Maya won the $1,000.
She was phenomenal. I've never seen someone play so well.
It was huge. She was so good at it. But it doesn't end there. Another $1,000, a big gorilla on the line Monday morning after 8 a.m. And the clue, answer.
Cinderella.
You're just sitting there looking pretty. Do some work, mate.
Cinderella. She's pretty. Yeah, just pretending to be like, her.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum. Cinderella is your free answer for Monday morning's game of Alpha Bucks on Hit. Righto, back to doing nothing now. An Aussie influencer has dregged up really bad memories, Gabby, of my mum catching me doing something weird with my nipples when I was a teenager.
Okay.
So the influencer, she's very, very popular, 50,000 fans just on her Instagram, but she's on TikTok and everything as well. Whipper_Snipper is her name. And she's everything you'd expect in an influencer.
Okay.
She's blonde. She's stacked. Yeah, that's pretty much everything I expect in an influencer.
And does weird dances.
Does like, weird dances and TikTok. Videos and all that stuff. But this is the latest video that has gone absolutely viral that she's put up on her TikTok and Instagram from Whipper_Snipper. Have a listen.
So everyone's been pointing out to me that in all my videos, you can see my headlights. My headlights are on. Your headlights are on. I can see your thingies. Yes, I know. I can't help it. And I'm trying to work out why that's happening, especially on a 40 degree day. And I've worked out that I had the double vaccination and I had Pfizer. Now, ever since then, my headlights have been on. 40 degree days, headlights on. Walking around the supermarket, headlights on. Laying in front of a heater, headlights on. Has anyone else had this problem because of the double vaccination, or am I the only person that's just stuck with their high beams on?
Can confirm it's a real problem.
It is.
I got the booster on the weekend. Is a problem.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. So she's correct.
Look, don't take medical advice from someone named Whipper_Snipper off the internet. I mean, it's better than COVID.
Yes,
it's better than COVID.
I'd prefer to have that than COVID,
yes. I don't have breasts, but I do have nipples. And I actually lived most of my teenage years with this problem. Mm. I don't know why. In fact, I'm well into my 30s now, I'm approaching my 40s, and I still have quite pointy nipples. They've always been there. If I wear a white T-shirt, they're quite prevalent. And it's something that I was very, very self-conscious about as a teenager. Remember there was one day I had a big drama performance I had to do in high school, and I was so self-conscious about it. I got Band-Aids and I did like a little cross-shaped thing over both nips and I Band-Aided them out so they wouldn't be beaming so high during my performance.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Gabby, you don't know awkwardness until your mum catches you.
Putting Band-Aids.
Ripping them off in the afternoon. Because not only was it the, you know, the embarrassment, but it was also the pain ripping them. Oh, hi, Mum.
We want to know on 13 10 60 this morning, though, if your pet knows another language. Because my mum's friend is in a bit of a pickle. He's a bit annoyed at the moment because he was looking after his son and daughter-in-law's dog. Could not control the dog because his daughter-in-law is Polish and the dog only knows Polish. So he couldn't control the dog. And so he put a demand down and said, I'll only ever look after your dog again in future if he learns English. because otherwise we can't communicate. So that's this been is, the law that's being laid down.
This is one of the most cool stories you brought it to the table. I kind of understand it, though. Like, it would be really right. frustrating. You're trying to take care of this dog.
Like, sit, and it won't sit. Because it doesn't
Polish.
Know what you're saying.
Learn English, dog. But 13, 10, 60, we want to know, is it a thing?
Yeah.
Is there anyone listening that has a pet or knows of a pet that speaks...
another language.
That's bilingual, that speaks different languages. 13, 10, 60, Jeremy, does your pet know another language?
No, not my pet. My pet's just a little cat. But where
that would be impressive.
Where I used to work, we hired out the upstairs offices, and in the downstairs offices there was a security company.
Yeah.
So they did like car security and stuff like that. But they also had the dogs.
Oh yeah.
And they've basically trained the dogs that when they're not working, they would understand English commands. They were German, all German shepherds.
Yeah.
And then when they were on work, they would start or basically use a command to start them in German. So the word for start or whatever.
Oh.
And then the dogs would then only listen to the German commands given by the security officer.
I love
okay,
that.
So the German was pretty much like code to the dog.
You're
at work
you're
right
now.
You're
on the clock now.
You're on the clock. But if they spoke English, it's all fun and games. Man, dogs are smart. Dogs are so smart.
And it would mean, like, if you were robbing the joint and you said stop, the dog would be like,
no.
I only know German, mate.
You said Kleinhausen. Yeah. Renee's here. Renee, does your pet know another language?
Oh, she does. We've got a 2-year-old Maltese called Millie, and our daughter is teaching her Auslan.
No way.
Sign language.
Yes, yes. Olivia is hearing impaired and is teaching Millie Auslan.
And is
That's
Millie
amazing.
The dog picking it up?
Very much so. Bertha, basic commands like sit, stop, finish, enough. What are you doing?
That's so incredible. How do you get the dog's attention to then make sure she's looking at you to sign?
It's very much like that Bluetooth connection. They've got to be looking at each other.
Smart.
Yeah, gotcha, gotcha.
Renee, that
That's
is such
amazing.
A good story. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Aaron's next. Aaron, does your pet know another language?
Yes, sir. Russian and English.
Russian
and English.
Oh, Russian's a very aggressive kind of, you know.
Sounding language.
Sounding language as well. So why is your dog bilingual?
Because my wife's Russian.
So does the dog know sit in both English and Russian, like all commands in both languages?
Yes, he does.
Smart what dog. A smart dog.
Well, you know what? Your mum's friend now has a basis to go back to the Polish dog
Dogs
and be like,
can
hey,
be bilingual.
Aaron's dog learnt both languages.
Yeah, my wife's mum doesn't really talk English that well, so it's great for her.
Yeah, necessary
great.
In some circumstances.
There's your mother-in-law just having a conversation with the dog.
An interesting article caught my eye this morning, Cliffo. The title reads, bras may be less comfortable than notoriously restricting corsets of the 17th century. So,
mate, if the speed at which you gals take them off after entering the front door is anything to go by,
it's probably
I can't
right.
disagree.
I know. So they're saying that back in the 17th century, corsets were actually a lot more comfortable because they supported the breasts from down by the waist. Like they covered the whole torso. So there was a whole lot of support there to hold the girls up. While with a bra these days, it's such a small area that it's covering that it digs in, it cuts into your shoulders because there's not a lot to be able to lift. And I get it. I do get it. So I was looking into how far we've come with bras over the years.
Okay.
And I was shocked to find that we haven't come very far. So I found it.
The human race has advanced in many ways.
The bra, however.
But when it comes to taking care of the girls, backwards.
We've really not come very far at all. So to prove my point, I found an ad from late last year in regard to bras. So I'll just explain very quickly. If you don't know, if you've never been privy to a bra, majority of them have an underwire under the boob, and the wire.
Yes, I've seen that poking out
support.
Of an old one before.
Oh my god, when it pokes out, it is so painful. But if it doesn't fit properly, it can dig in. Like, you've got wire sitting on your rib cage, like it can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it would be.
So that's the one issue that most bra companies have tried to solve for like 50 odd years.
The wire.
So this is one bra commercial from late last year.
Ladies, what's the first thing you take off when you get home? Your bra.
Oh.
Underwire digs, ouch, and back fat from bra straps is embarrassing.
Oh, yep.
Introducing Ceramia, a bra so supporting and flattering, yet so comfortable, you won't even know you're wearing a bra. All without
That's
underwire.
Right. Big claim.
Big claim.
Big
and
claim.
And all without underwire. And I was like, okay, cool, so maybe we are learning. No, no, no. We've been having the same ads smash us in the face since the 60s. So have a listen to this ad that I found.
Some 60 years later.
From the 60s that claimed it's a little bit jazzier. It's a little bit more of a fun ad. But the message is exactly the same.
An underwire bra without a wire? Wow! We took the wire out of underwire bras, so we don't wear a wire anymore. We put in something better where the underwire was. It's the Wow Underwire you'll adore. The Wow Underwire bra without a wire from Playtex. We took the wire out and put in Comfort Flex, a remarkable discovery for underwire support and shaping without wire. Wow!
Well, you're
wow.
right. You're right. You've come nowhere. In 60 years. You know what? You know what? It's actually gone backwards, though? The
what?
Writing of commercials.
Right! We need to go back to the 60s.
Bring back the 60s, Ad, mate. The Hit Breakfast Show.